It is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024, and you're listening to the Tuesday Catch-Up, presented by Gravy Train Productions and sponsored once upon a time by Barrel 41 Brewing. Nate, hit it.
Give me pictures of Spider-Man!
I don't know how to read.
At that point, not without beer, you gotta come back with something.
The sauce is the boss.
Put some fucking headphones in!
You are listening to the Tuesday Catch-Up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tuesday Catch-Up, dude. That's unbelievable. Matt's gone. He's in Greece somewhere opening a pastaria, pizzeria. He's doing Matt's in an Eat Across the World tour right now. Love it. Miss him. Miss him dearly. In his stead, we got Jake on the pod. One take Jake. What's up, dude?
One take Jake.
What's up, brother? No, what's going on?
I was like, I don't know if his connection's bad or if he's just doing his sketch impersonation.
No, I promise I will limit the sketch impersonation. It's like almost like a tick now that I can't stop.
Yeah. Once you find an impression that you like, you kind of do it nonstop. I have one. I do a Scottish man yelling about if squirt is really piss. That's one of my favorites. I'll just break into song on that one. That one's, you're going to piss on me, tell me it's squirt. He's kind of like getting pissed about it. That's mine. He's not a real person. You're at least doing a real person.
It's an impersonation of an impersonation, though. So, or it's an impersonation of a character. So, shout out.
Yeah, it's in my repertoire of that. Yeah. So, in your absence, Jake, we sometimes will put people on the spot for an impression. Generally, it's me and Nate, and that's pretty much it. Harley and Matt seem to have an ultimate.
You guys try to tell me to do like Jordan Peterson, like let the food back at the restaurant.
Let the boys come. Let them. Yeah. Oh, a little bit of jelking. Oh, so they want to stretch their foreskin. What's wrong with that? They're let boys be boys.
Nothing? All right. I'm bothered. What has it been? 3.5 minutes? I don't give a shit anymore, dude. I lived through death this week, boys. I saw death and I like stared through the other side of it.
What happened?
Our little cat almost died, dude. And that cat's my life. Certified cat guy now. Let me say that, by the way. If there's any doubt in my mind if I was dog or cat team, this week pretty much solidified, at least for Boo, I am team cat all the way. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, dude.
I love you so much. That's such a BS take.
Why?
Cats are weird. They shit in boxes. They stink. They're not loyal.
They're super loyal.
They'll eat you if you die.
No, I used to be all team on that. That's horseshit. Ain't nothing but a bunch of fucking horseshit, dude. People say that. They're like, it's nature's greatest predator. I'm like, nature's greatest predator threw up on my lap last week because it had too much kibble. Like, that's like, it is not going to eat me if I die.
And yes, they throw up constantly. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, but like, that's kind of, I don't know.
All the time.
I love an animal that cleans itself. It's like having a Roomba, you know?
I would say, having a dog though is like actually having a Roomba. Anytime you drop a piece of food, send it on over. Cat,
true.
It'll go over, it'll sniff it, it'll be like, nah, I don't really like pretzels, and just walk away.
Okay, yeah, but okay. Here's a point for cats, by the way. Cats know what they can and can't eat. The cats will look at something and go, that would kill me, and they walk away. Dog will be like, fuck yeah, I will eat that entire ball of yarn and shit it out through my intestines.
I'm gonna come over to your house and feed your cat rat poison, then see if it eats.
Oh my God.
I don't think that was a very nice comment.
Yeah, we'll see if they really know what's good or not.
$1,000 deep in medical bills right now because of Boo. It's unbelievable. Here's what happened, dude. With Wednesday, everything was all chill. It was a great day. We're chilling out. And then I was I was downstairs on lunch break playing my awesome new drum set. So gay. I was banging around trying to play Paradise City on my drum set. And all of a sudden I hear, huh? You know that sound? It's it's within a second, you know what it is. It's an animal throwing up, and I walk upstairs and the throw up just looked a little bit different. I'm like, that ain't kibble, baby, that's bile. And I'm like, this is a little goofy. So I left to the gym not long after that, and Lucy came home and was like, the cat is hiding under the bed, will not come out, like is not, she's not feeling it, something's going on. So the rest of the night passes. She won't come out at all. She comes out. She doesn't eat, doesn't drink, like has like a bite of food, but goes back under the bed. We're like, what the hell's going on? Get her an appointment for Thursday. Bring her into the vet. Our vet's gone. So we get the backup lady. And the backup lady, let me say, you know, I know you don't need a ton of bet. What, Harley?
She was B team.
Yeah. You don't need bedside manners for pets, but this lady had none anyway. because I brought her in there. They weigh her, they do all the things or whatever. We get in, she goes, we're gonna do a blood test. They do it. She comes back in, she goes, so her kidneys are failing and we don't know why. And I was like, well, that's not maybe the sentence we lead off with when we enter a room, huh? What do we think about that? So that sent us into an absolute panic. And it was $800 to find out that we don't know what's causing it, but we're just gonna throw antibiotics at it and hopefully it works. No, so that was
I kind of felt a little guilty. You know how you have a joke in your act about you'll know the number when you see it for how much you're willing to pay for your cat. And when I first heard about it, I texted that to you in bad taste. You were telling me how much it's gonna be, and I said, you'll know the number when you see it.
Dude, straight up stonewalled Harley. I was like, I ignored him. I think the rest of the night, I literally, the next day I'm on the phone with my mom. She goes, well, have you called your brother? I went, he's not exactly emotionally available right now. He hasn't been exactly the pillar of support he claims to be during this whole process. And then the next day, and I'll just rib you a little bit, Harley, I was like, man, I'm just so worried about her. I'm really anxious. He's like, yeah, big work day on deck. Got to do some things at school. I was like, all right, cool. I'll just go fuck myself and my
Well, Hayden, you spinning yourself out about a 7-pound cat is just, that's pretty normal in my neck of the woods. I didn't realize how serious it was.
Hey man, that's life, baby. This cat's got iron stomach. So anyways, things are better now, but that's how I spent my weekend. I've never watched a cat eat, drink, piss, and shit so intently in my life. I had a tally going out on my phone and on a whiteboard in our kitchen being like, did she fucking drink that? You hear slurping? And then we'd put a tally mark on the board to make sure we're measuring all of her stuff. I mean, that's next level dad shit, dude. I think I could take on a kid right now. Nate, take notes. I'm fucking.
Especially because I'm gonna miss the birth of my child.
What?
And I got to take a month off the podcast.
Wait, what do you mean you're gonna miss the birth of your child?
I'm going on Survivor.
Shut the fuck up, Nate.
April Fool's.
April Fool's joke.
100%.
Yeah, I'm not going on Survivor.
Honestly, though, in the realm of all things possible, that actually didn't surprise me at all to think that Nate would like apply quietly to be on Survivor and get on.
LA Nate.
I tried getting on Wipeout, but they never called me back.
All right, here's a little ditty for you. What survival show do you think you'd make it the longest on? Don't fucking do the sketch thing because it's going to catch on, dude. Impersonations are, they're like a virus. Once it gets in you and you do it right once, you're like, I'll do the Christopher Walken for the rest of my life. What survival show do you guys think, for real though, that you guys could actually succeed / do well in? I will open it not to, it's got to be something like physical / like survival type.
So you're going to say The Biggest Loser?
Yeah, at least I can run because my knee's not fucking broke all the time, dude.
I think we'd make it about just as far.
All right. Hey Harley, that was a great answer to the question.
I would love to say Survivor, but
hardly nor.
It's always the leader that gets chopped, and I would try to play it like oh, I'm just the, you know, guy who's, you know, hanging out here. I'll do whatever, you know, whatever it gets tossed my way, and not really. Yeah. But I'm a born leader. I would get just roped in and start leading that thing and get chopped off week three, probably. This guy's so strong, so smart, so fast. He can do puzzles and he knows how to start fires. I'm gone, man.
We can't have him. He can't be here any longer. I would like to say I think if I did the show alone, where they literally send them out to like Alaska and like leave them out there with nothing but their kit, their like bag of gear or whatever, they've just like, and none of it's food, it's just gear. I think I would be done within 4 hours.
Yeah, I think you would have one night. I think you could last one night, and you'd hear some sounds at night, and you'd call in the chopper at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Episode where it was like a cop who had like was like, I mean, I think they probably did it for some dramatic purposes, but all of his lead up interviews were like, yeah, I'm a fucking tough guy. Like, I've seen the worst of the worst. I can handle it. He heard one yelp of a coyote and just, I'd like to leave now, please. Shot the flare in the air, like, done. He had like all the Marine tattoos on him. It was awesome. So I don't think I'd do very well in that one. Honest, to be fair, I don't really know which ones I'd be good at. I'd do the Chris Hemsworth show just so I could hang out with him. Where he dangles from helicopters.
Oh.
It's like tough 100 or something like that.
You could do Fear Factor, Hayden. I feel like you could.
Yeah.
I could drink a cup of cum. You pay me enough, I'll drink anything. Maybe. Yeah, something like that. Harley, what about you, Jake? What is going on over there?
I don't really know my options other than like Survivor,
Naked and Afraid.
Yeah, I'd say they're Naked and Afraid or Survivor.
I'd probably pick, what was that one that Bear Grylls brought the celebrities along with them and like wouldn't let them die? I would do that one.
Because we've got Jake with us. I'll be taking care of Jake.
Yeah, you remember that one where he would like, it was like Will Ferrell and some of those other, and like he would like bring them along and like Survivor. Yeah. Like tight and do like those crazy stunts and shit like that, but he like wouldn't let him.
Is that Man versus Wild or something?
Yeah, but Man versus Wild, but like the plus one version. I would do that.
I know what you would do. Man versus Food. I would do very well on that one. Yeah, the survival show. I would make it to the end of the round. Competitive eating wise, I could do some numbers, dude. I think I'd be like James on Jeopardy, that autistic guy who went to the finals. I think I'd be like Jeopardy James, but for Man versus Food.
Have you ever done any challenges?
Everyone on Jeopardy is autistic.
True, but they're good at what they do. Have I ever done a Man versus Food challenge? No, but I really don't think I'd struggle with like tier two and below challenges. I could do it. Now when you bring out like the big hostie, like a soaked beef sandwich that's like 17 pounds, I think I probably would struggle pretty hard with that.
I think the hot ones I would struggle with.
Dude,
I don't know, man. I think you're way overestimating how hot those, like what's like the hottest hot sauce you've ever had? You multiply that times Frank's. 10.
No, didn't we do? Oh no, Nate, you were remote. We did like we maced my kitchen with sauce. We put a bunch of we used Blair's Mega Death Sauce with Liquid Rage, and we used Hellfire, and we had half the wings. We put it in our oven because I didn't know you weren't supposed to cook it with them on. You're supposed to cook them plain and then sauce them. So we cooked with the sauce on, and we made the sauce into vapor. And my mom comes down, and her eyes are, she's like coughing out of the kitchen. She's like, "What are you doing?" It was like pepper spray in our entire house.
Oh my God.
And then
that's incredible.
I think the heat, it would be easier than the sheer volume. Is what I'm saying. I'm not saying I could do it. I'm saying if I had to, like, the chances of me finishing way higher with a heat challenge.
That's fair.
Eating when you're close to throwing up is one of the hardest feelings. Like that's a top five worst feeling in the world. It's like that weird, like it's not quite nausea, but it's close. And you're like, you've got your fork and you kind of, it happens on Thanksgiving every year. I'm mixing my last couple bites and it all becomes kind of gruel. And you're like looking at it and you're like, if this goes into my mouth, I will throw up. You're like, but if I wait a minute, I burp just a little bit, I could probably get this.
You feel your food up to here.
The key is getting the burp out without the food coming up. That's the key.
Dude, Thanksgiving's the day of the high burp, where you kind of punch the food down as you're burping a little bit. It's kind of like you're clearing your throat. You got to raise your chest a little bit and introduce volume into your chest. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Something to be said about all that. All that to say, welcome to the Tuesday Catch-Up.
Pull your shoulders back a little bit.
Yeah, you do. You pull your shoulders back a little bit. You know, going on. Anyways, what's going on, fellas? Jake, what have you been doing, dude? We've been missing you.
Dude, been living life, chilling in Boston. I don't have very much. You have to give me a break here. I'm a little rusty, so I appreciate you putting me right on the spot there, brother. Appreciate that. Thanks, brother.
I was just checking in, dude, just seeing what's going on. Hey, this isn't a performance. We're just vibing, dude. We're just hanging out. Whenever someone's gone, I go fully off script, and I just go just whatever's off the top of the head. We have some fun with it, you know? We got a lot of new listeners in Greece and the UK. I don't know if you've kept up with that. We've gone international. A couple times. Shout out them big teeth Brits over there. Going to see catch up and that.
My favorite meal is brown.
I'm going to eat beans for breakfast and listen to the ketchup, ain't I?
Ketchup's a little spicy for them, no?
Yeah, you go put on your taters or whatever. crisps. Thank you, Jake. That's gonna be the worst. I can't wait. I had to do it to him.
I was trying to squeak out my Michael Caine impression, but I can't do it.
Come on, man. All right. Every once in a while, boys, Nate, Harley, get an impression teed up. We're just gonna throw it Jake's way here and there. Jake, it's gonna be all over the place. Yes. Sketch.
Give me Michael Caine giving me ice cold beer, preferably a Modelo.
Your 13th off. Your 13th Osco beer masterway. I know you like Modelo. I know you fancy those. Not as good as the PlayStation 5 party.
Yeah, Fortnite for some reason just makes your Michael Caine impression even better.
Something about the physical mic can change impression. Like, I have certain impressions I will only do on PS5 because then when I go in person, I've been told it doesn't resonate as much. Like, something about those microphones can send a nice good impression down there. But I like a good impression episode, dude. Everybody get on your fucking toes because we're gonna be sending them out there. I'm gonna be in a Mad Lib machine, just being like all over the place with these. Now. Nate Harley, do you guys have anything? Did anything crazy happen with you guys this week?
I saw Kyle Gass from Tenacious D in concert on Friday.
Fuck yeah. How was that?
So fucking sick. He shreds. He was the lead singer, and he's a fine singer, but he's a better guitar player. But the real special thing is that he plays the recorder.
The recorder's a hell of an instrument.
Like the fucking flute guy?
Yeah.
That would play in elementary school,
yeah.
Much to our family's chagrin,
sure.
But he shreds it, and it's awesome. I was really hoping he does this thing. I've seen him do it a couple times online, where he takes two different recorders in different keys and places them in his mouth and plays them at the same exact time, like in harmony. And it's just sick.
You have to be good at it, because otherwise, yay. That gets a bit like, if you put two recorders in your mouth and you can't play, that gets a big old like sus stamp on it, you know?
For sure.
But if you're good, you can shred. That's a nice little trait to have. That's fun. I like that. You know what I realize, guys? I'm getting boomer brain. That's what happened to me over the past week.
Interesting.
I'm like, yeah, I remember I kind of spun out the other day, and I went off on a huge fucking tangent because we were talking about like the cat being sick or whatever. And they're like, yeah, I guess it's just like kind of the way it is. And I'm like, it doesn't feel like it's always been that way, does it? I'm like, when my cat was a baby, we just threw a big full of food and water. And we said, whatever. I'm like, this cat, on the other hand, I'm like, it's got a fucking, we bought a fountain that like squirts water. So it feels like she's like, has active river streams to drink out of. And I was like, in a voice activated food control. I'm like, what the fuck is this thing, dude? Between you couple that with the AirPods, with me not really loving the tipping, turning thing, I'm really starting to get boomer brain, dude. I'm calling people instead of texting. I'm starting to, when I text, I don't use all the letters. I just put O space K. That's it. That's all I've been doing. Or I'll just do thumbs up to a lot of things. Like, I'm fully becoming a boomer, dude.
We've seen this coming for a long time, buddy.
I gave all the warning signs of boomer brain, but it's fully like and then if I stub my toe, I go, God damn it. Like, I don't say fuck anymore. I just stub it. I say, God damn it. And like a different, like, it's not good, dudes. I'm starting to lose.
Who are you voting for this fall?
Oh, also, I'm picking things that really make me mad. Like, Harley will call me. I will call Harley. He will answer and then tell me he can't talk. And it is like the most infuriating thing in the world. And I will like, he will hang up as I'm screaming, like, well, then why the hell did you pick the phone? He just clicks it as he's letting go. It's not a good setup. No? All right, boys, why don't you go? Is this April Fool's joke? Tonight?
I was waiting for Harley to go. It's his internet.
I was waiting for Jake to go.
All right, dude, great. Why don't we all just my internet wait? Hey, jump in whenever you feel like it, boys. I'll just keep going. Kill myself. Harley, go on a bandwidth hunt. No. Dude, it feels like
I'm going on a bandwidth hunt.
Yeah, go do it. We'll talk to Jake. This is fucking torture.
Probably left his Xbox on.
100%, dude. He's torrenting.
I will say the one thing I have noticed, and maybe you'll start doing this too, is the sorry I can't talk right now reply to phone calls. My dad does that every time I call him, and then he'll call me back like 30 seconds later. I'm like, you could just hit the green button, and then it'll just pick it. It'll just answer.
That's boomer phones. He's
like,
oh,
I was in a meeting. And I'm like,
oh, really?
Home.
That's my thing. I'm like, dude, if someone can't talk, they'll just not pick up or they'll hit the red button. Harley feels the need to answer and go, hey, man, it's not really a good time. I'm like, kind of inferred that from not answering. You know what I mean? I think I could have led I'm no horse, but I think I could have got myself there, you know?
Mm-hmm. But I will say that's a boomer move that maybe you should start breaking out as the sorry I can't talk not right now reply button to the phone calls.
Yeah, our friend Andre is big on the boomer auto replies. I'll literally be calling it. Yeah. You know, within a second, I'm sent a voicemail, and then I get, sorry, I'm busy, can't talk right now. I'll call you back later. I'm like, ugh, gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Since he got that toupee, he's like turning into an old man.
The toupee changed him, dude. It started acting different when he got the toupee. Harley, how's your family?
You have a toupee?
Who got a toupee?
I don't have a toupee. Me?
Andre. Hey,
No. You know someone who has a toupee?
Andre's got a toupee.
Being slanderous. Andre doesn't have a toupee.
Shout out.
No, he was bald for the longest time, and now he's got a full head of hair. It always looks like too nice, too, where he just slides it on in the morning. He brushes it a couple times, dude, and slides it over his bald head.
There was always a couple kids from small towns who always had, like, buzz cuts and just kind of, like, were, like, they were all, like, Harley at some point did also do this, where Harley was always a buzz cut kid sports t-shirt. Like, it had to be a free shirt given to him at some event, one at some charity, found in a bucket. Like, he never bought anything designer. But then Andre, the same thing. But then all of a sudden, like, a year went by and he's like, I will buy Home Goods out of all their stuff, or like H&R, whatever it is for men, H&M, whatever. All of a sudden, yeah, H&R Block. He went to H&R Block, got his hair cut.
Down to H&R Block, do your taxes and a haircut.
Yeah, that's exactly.
We'll cut your hair. Get your taxes done.
It's a business idea. Sorry, brother. Write that down.
Expenses. He's just cutting the, like, the commercials and cutting all.
Write it down, brother.
Write it down. Harley, how was your bandwidth hunt?
It was moderately successful. It seems like my internet's working better, but I only turned one device off, and I was really just the Wi-Fi. I had turned it off, but I made sure like it couldn't connect even if it wanted to. So I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, it's always when someone's gone that you have internet issues. I don't know what it is. Like, we need the full neural network. Otherwise it becomes a two man with a third person kind of chirping in things on the outside.
Right. I do want to add though, that's one of the little joys of my life is picking up the phone to tell you I can't talk. I think that's so funny.
It's the most frustrating thing you do.
I'm trying to get several other people on board for when you call them to do the same thing to you. I'm trying to make it a bit.
That would honestly start to drive me to the point where I don't think I'd ever call anybody again. And I'm not going back to texting. I have thought about going back to like just the brick phone and maybe not even just that. But I also, what would I do when I pooped, you know? That put me in a real blender. But anyways.
I wouldn't know what to do
with myself.
Read the back
shampoo bottles.
Dude, I used to read the Bible. I'd be so bored. I would pull the Bible out of our drawer and read the Bible. Not for nothing.
Holy shit.
Yeah, guys, holy shit. Come on. Give him that. That count it. Count it.
Mark it down.
Give him that.
Wait, Harley, are you home by yourself?
No.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say,
Sarah's in the other room.
Okay.
Yeah, he went in there and laid down the law. He said, bitch, get off the Wi-Fi. And a waffle sandwich. That video came into my life again. The waffle sandwich guy last week.
The Invincible.
Stumbled upon it. Yeah, where he's like, what is it? What does he say?
Sandwich and some waffle fries for free.
He's like, that's my brother. Bitch, you ain't had no brother. It's just like the best.
Just a black guy in the woods screaming into a camera.
What does he say at the end when he like unforgivable?
Unforgivable, yeah.
I think my favorite part of that video is when he breaks himself. Like, he's been moving in the woods so hard, just like
between third, I could have sworn you was.
he just you can hear him just go and the camera cuts.
I ain't got no money.
I think it's one of my favorite things of old YouTube videos is like they would say something funny and they'd hold for about a half second and then you could tell the person's about to break and you could hear them break as they cut the camera. You could hear like the goo and then the camera cut off. Dude, they need to bring that back into sketch comedy, you know?
Yeah, bad editing.
Yeah, I like bad editing. It makes me feel at home.
We should make sure we incorporate that in the new Magnum that we eventually record.
Sure, we'll do that right after we do one of our business ideas.
No, we got to do Magnum first.
I'm down, dude. We just got to get in the screenwriting room. We got to lock ourselves. We got to do a lock-in, a writer's retreat, and really bang this thing out on the plot points, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do Wanna Shine. I want to get into a segment. I'm ready for a segment. Jake, don't worry about it.
Do mine.
Whatever. Dude, what is going on? I feel like I'm in fucking bizarre world.
Let me go first.
All right, Jay, go ahead.
I want to shine the weather. Shout out the weather.
Yes. Spring is so nice, Jake. It's a great time.
April rules.
Get it. Let's go.
Jake saw his opportunity. He took it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I remember how much you hated that. You're like, someone's going to talk about the fucking weather.
Because I always put myself like, can you imagine being like, oh, I'll give the Tuesday Ketchup a chance. And then they get there. This is the episode they pick. And then they get in a wider shot. Or no, they pick one of the old Discord episodes in the basement. And they're like, okay, it's not starting so bad. It's good. We're getting into it. Then I go, wine or shine. Okay, this seems interesting. And then they goes, yeah, spring's here. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm like, what the fuck am I listening to?
My allergies have been terrible. I hate this weather.
That's the problem. Is I used to do that. I would take an edible before we record, and I'd be in the basement, and I would like think of what people were thinking as they listened to it, and it would fucking break me mentally. Like I couldn't keep recording because I'd just be like, someone just heard Harley and Matt say that the weather's nice in unison, and I was like, I'd think I'd kill myself. And they go, but then the fat guy just keeps chirping in weird stories. You know what I mean? On paper, the Tuesday Ketchup shouldn't work. It's not.
Honestly, it doesn't. It doesn't really.
Yeah, it does. We have a strong but loyal following.
True.
We're small but mighty, dude. We could fill an Applebee's every week.
We could do the Malice at the Denny's.
The Tuesday Ketchup meetup. Usually people rent out theaters. We go, we'll meet at the Applebee's in Nina.
What the fuck is up, Applebee's?
We could meet our entire listener base in a Nina Applebee's for half.
We could do a meet and greet during one half apps.
Oh my god. We will meet every single listener.
Two for 20 deals.
Yeah, we'll use our Patreon money to buy three platters of appetizers, but someone's got a cover tip. Whatever. We're not going anywhere. Not even when Nate has a kid. We're not doing it. We're staying on the podcast. Yeah, stop, dude. I do have some doomsday thoughts. Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, you know, Nate might quit. And if Nate quits, Matt quits. And if Matt quits, it's just me and Harley's bad internet. It's like, and then it's just chumming it up.
Which you should bring back, honestly.
We'll see. Sometime. I don't know. I feel like I burn all my stories here when we're just gooning around.
It was one of the greatest podcasts of all times, and you just didn't stick with it long enough.
Yeah. 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 Well, people say 200. Yeah, just gooning. People say 230 episodes. That's when the podcast really breaks and hits its stride. That's what I keep telling myself.
True. Wow,
for years and years before it takes off.
That's true. All right, let's wine or shine. Jake, you get into the weather. That was very nice. Harley, why don't you go? Why don't you give us a little something?
All right, I just got one. What is this? It's a wine. I got my notes here.
The snow.
I had to take the high road in the gym, and so there's a very large individual in the gym, and they're
high calorie
the
person
side room, and.
They're called high calorie people.
What's that?
They're called high calorie persons.
Oh yeah, okay. So I saw a high calorie person. This person sat on the ground for my internet's fucking. I can't hear. I can't fucking hear.
Cut that.
No, it stays. Fuck that.
That's audio.
Oh, that's so great.
Anyways, they were sitting on the ground with like 2 5-pound weights literally for like 45 minutes at the gym. And that was kind of making me laugh. But what was making me laugh more so was that they had on like a Hulk green shirt and purple shorts. And they just, why did they not think that true? This person was catching and they had the Hulk color scheme going. So the wine is that. I love those videos in the gym where people are doing weird shit, but I could not contribute to the content. I had to take the high road and just drag them on the pod instead.
Yeah, on the biggest podcast in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Also, you have to know when you're leaving for the gym, like doing the fit check, because everybody does it, dude. And whenever you leave for the gym, you do take a quick look and be like, do I look like a dumbass? You know, some people go, do I look good? I think the floor should just be like, am I going to end up on an Instagram page? The Hulk fit is a wild move.
Uh-huh. Big Short time. Purple shorts and like a tattered Hulk green shirt that doesn't really cover the bottom part of your stomach.
It's post, oh, I love it. Post-transformation Hulk.
Love that. I love that, actually.
Transformed back into his human form.
Yeah. Honestly, shout out to that halfway. Guy or gal.
Or gal. Was, yeah, Harley, was it a Hulk yet?
It wasn't She-Hulk. It was not the She-Hulk.
It was the
Hulk. She would have been twerking and
I would have been on Instagram for staring.
That's true. Would have got yourself on one of them.
Look at this creep staring at me in the gym. And you're like, dude, you're dressed as the Hulk.
Like, lady top man.
Comment. Top, you top want... comment. This is me. You were dressed as the Hulk. Hello. Just like,
comment on video. You won't like me when I'm angry. Oh, Jesus. Good for you, Harley. I'm taking the high road.
That's all I got.
Yeah, well, okay.
This weather is fantastic, though.
Shout out the weather.
Shout out the weather, dude. For real. Dave, where do you go?
Oh, I was going to say, I actually do have like an actual shine-ish, kind of. Sketch, the Twitch kid. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. He's hilarious. You should watch him. I know you're mad, but that's like for real. I found that. I found him, and I've been watching like YouTube clips of him for like 2 weeks straight. He's the funniest fucking kid I've ever seen in my life. Like, there's nothing else to say. Just shine that kid.
Give us like shout who out. Is he? Because I only know all I know. I was about to say all I know is like a kid, not Asperger's, but he's definitely got like he's got weird kid face.
Yeah,
like big forehead, buzz cut glasses, kind of scrunched.
Correct.
Like it's weird kid face. Everybody has one.
It's a character though, so it's all a character, and he puts it on.
There's no 100%. Fucking way.
I think it's like 90% him.
Yeah.
Like the weirdness,
he like hams it up. He definitely hams it up.
You can have weird kid face and be normal, but he's got weird kid face. He doesn't just like, you can't put weird kid face on. And I mean like the thick, like having a prescription that needs that thick glasses that has like the shine that comes off of them, like the little like ovals and the big forehead and like that thing. That's not a disguise you can put on.
No, you can't teach that.
No,
you
you can't teach comedy, and that kid knows comedy. He's funny.
But you're saying he's a normal kid who's just like, becomes a nerd for the content.
I think to Nate's point, I think he hams it up a little bit, but it's still hilarious. He's funny as shit, and he's getting these like insane collabs. Like he was playing with like Sauce Gardner, and like other like NFL players and shit on Madden. Like it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, the fucking Milk Boys or whatever.
Yeah,
Sketch. Just type in Sketch.
Yeah,
streaming. Flips. Yeah. He was hanging with like the Nelk boys or something, and then like he does the nerdy. He's like the nerdy kid, but he turns around and he had like two models sitting on his lap, and he was just like doing his weird face. I was like, that is kind of funny. I do think that's always very funny.
He's like, it's Twin Peaks, no rules. Well, some rules, but we're always open. it's a funny fucking kid. I don't know. I had to shine that kid.
I think it's very funny. Like. Comedy. I don't know. I always find it funny when the hot girls will do that. Cause it's like, I was like, what are you like, it's a very funny where he's just like, they find it funny too though. Cause it is fun to make people uncomfortable. Like if I was a hot chick, I would do that to guys all the time. I'd be like,
like 100%.
There was a hot girl and she was talking to him and she goes, I heard everything's bigger in Texas. And he goes, well, I'd love to disappoint you.
Yeah. It's almost like a Trump voice that he does.
It's like Trump and Morty from Rick and Morty-ish.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. Anyway, I thought that kid was fucking hilarious. Thought he deserved a shout-out.
He does deserve a shout-out on the biggest podcast in Wisconsin. Correct. On the app on the Tuesday Catch-Up Applebee's podcast. Live from Applebee's. Nate, wine or shine for us?
I'm going to whine. And this one, I can assure you guys, is not a April Fool's joke.
Please.
I am fat. With Christina's pregnancy, she's always like, let's go get a bean and cheese burrito. Let's go get an ice cream. My mom sent us Girl Scout cookies. We went to San Diego a couple weekends ago. I am packing on the pounds. And I got to stop. I got to stop, man.
Sympathy weight rips, though, because no one can say shit.
I know, but then I got to get it off somehow. I'm drawing the line here. I'm too fat. And I'm not getting any fatter.
Yeah, but here's what's going to happen, dude. If you start, because she has no choice but to eat the bean and cheese burrito and like do all that stuff. If you start getting in shape, all you're going to do is bring contention into the household. You have to, it's, dude, it's birds of a feather. You can't have one fat bird. You, both That's, birds got
to
be
no,
fat.
No, no. Nate can plateau here. He doesn't have to go, he doesn't have to do the 75 hard or whatever it's called. He's just got to plug the drain a little bit.
Yeah. I'm just going to do like a quick 7-day fast. And then be back to biz.
Dude, you two with the fasting is so fucking unbelievable. What do you think? You're a bunch of monks, dude. Eat
Dana
food.
Dana White.
It fucking,
Dana White
it fucking
over here.
Works, man.
Dude, Jake, these work. Two, yeah, since
Dana
you've been
White
gone,
over here.
These two will just come on the podcast and be like, yeah, I did a 48-hour water fast. I'm like, yuck. What the fuck are you talking about, dude? They will. They alternate which one's doing the weird, trendy, hoopla, hoopy-dippy bullshit diet.
It's not hippy dippy. There is this anorexic girl, and she said, "Go to bed hungry, wake up skinny," and that was the best advice I've ever gotten.
Yeah, I mean that's my yeah. Okay, well, that sounds like my dad's breakdown of thermodynamics. Less in, less on. That's his diet.
that's literally pretty much all there is to it.
Yeah, I know, but I don't like to look at it that way. I like to be like, it's all about the macros, dude. It's about, you got to get 3,000 calories.
Shut
be good
the
calories.
Fuck up with the macros, the fucking triple doubles.
That's so much worse than just taking 3 days off of just not eating when you've had four meals a day for
That's insane,
years.
Dude. To think of just going like from Monday to, if you told me I woke up Monday morning and I didn't get to eat again until Thursday morning, I'd kill myself. And I'm not, that's no exaggeration. If you told me I wasn't going to get to have a bite of food for 3 days, I would kill myself.
The dude, first day is the worst. It's really not that bad.
Do it without Matt, without telling Matt, and just crush him on the weight loss challenge.
He goes, send me your calories. I just keep sending him zero. He's like, what the hell? No, I'll be honest with you. We have fallen off completely. We added Gillis, and I think that shut us down. We added Gillis to the weight loss chat, and no one said a word since. He said, and Matt said, it looks like some fellas are counting calories in here. And then I responded with my calories that night, and then that was it. That
you was guys the are the end. Double slit experiment of losing weight.
No, we are Matt and I are the Stanford prison experiment, or no, we're the prisoner's dilemma. We each think the other one's losing weight. Yes.
Once they're observed, they go completely off the expected path.
Once they observe the double cheeseburger, they eat it.
Nice. No, I think Matt and I are really like the prisoner's dilemma. We both think the other one is like lying and or not doing it. Or we both like, we are waiting for the other, like we both don't trust the other one. So we're doing what's in our own best interest or what's in our own self-interest. And then until the other one calls us out, and then we're like, oh yeah, of course. Here's my calories for the day. Like if we don't do it, it kind of alternates back and forth. It's been a real roller coaster.
I mean, I will say the only way you're going to lose weight is if you do it for yourself.
Yeah,
or unless we bully you into doing it.
Here's the thing, though, is bullying doesn't work on me anymore at all. It just doesn't hit. Harley, she said, I'd like to differ on that. I think a couple minutes with me, I can have this all squared away for you.
No, I think we burned through all the bullying.
Yeah,
all the bullying leverage is gone for you.
We're tapped out on it. All right. Well, I'm going to go next. My shine, guys. No, my wine. Here's my wine. I'm sorry. Is I cannot stand dudes caught like treating their plans like it's the military. Like I cannot stand the verbiage around bachelor parties. It makes me fucking so angry. All right, we will arrive to the compound. I go, it's an Airbnb, not a compound. Don't need that. Don't need the extra flair there. We will arrive to the compound at 0900. Beverages will be open and consumed at 0915, like that kind of thing where they treat everything like the military. That drives me fucking bonkers. And then they go like, or they'll like put a group chat and be like, now Matt's was good. Operation Moxham is good, but they'll be like, Operation Get Fucking Shit Canned Fuckhead Drinking. Like that's the name of the group chat. And then you get in there and they're like, here's the battle plan. I go, yuck, it's not a battle plan. We're taking a flight to fucking bumfuck to sit in an Airbnb in a pontoon. Am I alone on this? You guys seem like you're well against me on this.
No, I think you're in the right. I mean, nothing's more fun than a rigid schedule. Don't get me wrong.
nothing screams bachelor party like an hour by hour itinerary of drinking.
Yeah. You just got to go with the flow. Yeah, you got to have some activities, go with the flow, but 80% of the time just chilling, 20% of the time, hey, we've got somewhere to go.
Yeah.
Got something to do.
Yeah, one activity a day, I would say. And preferably before noon. Or around that time.
Or after dinner time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For us, it's not even the activities, guys. It's the verbiage. Like, I can't stand the way that every guy, like, everything has to be battle plans, compound, ETAs, fucking, like,
yeah,
like,
I'm not demolishing. I'm with you on all of those things, but compound. Something about calling the Airbnb compound is kind of fun.
Something about calling the Airbnb a compound is stolen valor.
Just like,
true.
What was the Tyler's thing with the national anthem?
It's like playing taps, dude. Stolen valor.
You can't play taps.
And look what we did at a bachelor party. For some reason, we get to a bachelor party, we start acting different, dude. It's something about, it's an operation. It's a fucking, it's an invasion. I think someone said we were invading Coleman, like when we went on my bachelor party. I'm like, I don't like, no, we're not. We're just going to hang out. We're just going to chill. Maybe, hey, you know what? Egg on my face. I guess we're in for them. I'm gonna show up in full camo to Krieger's bachelor party.
Yeah, wear fatigues.
I'm sorry, you guys said this is a compound. This is Operation Get Krieger. Okay, cool. I'm here. Let's do it. Whatever.
Just show up in a ghillie suit.
That would actually be kind of funny.
And don't leave the ghillie suit at all.
Oh, and what is like one of the number one bachelor party activities? Paintballing.
Kind of fire.
Yeah, but we cannot, dude. It's the man's unsatiable urge for warfare. Even if we're getting together with the boys, it's an invasion. It's some sort of plant. It's some sort of, we're a platoon of men, you know. I'm surprised men don't, and they call a battlefield like the bar. They're like, it was a war zone in there. You're like, no, it wasn't. It was just a bunch of drunk people.
No, it was 250 Miller Lights. That's it.
That's all it was, dude. At Krieger's bachelor party, I will have us. We're gonna march in formation in any bar we go into. But I'll play the drum. I'll be the little drummer boy once I learn how to play the snare.
Speaking of bar war zones, did you hear about the stabbing at Green's Poorhouse in Nina?
No, but
it was barely a light. Some guy got stabbed at Green's.
Didn't someone get hit? Like, yeah, you got stabbed with like a pair of scissors in the bathroom or something. It wasn't even like a real stabbing.
Yeah, it was BS stabbing.
It was a crime of passion, Harley. This damn community's going to shit. Jake, Nina is a small community in Wisconsin. It's just for I'm just letting all our listeners know where Nina is. The Applebee's is on commercial. That's where we'll be having our live Tuesday catch-up podcast with our
4-year Tuesday catch-up reunion.
We'll have to make sure the Applebee's isn't booked out for a wedding, though. It's a pretty popular spot. It
would be the saddest 4-year reunion ever. Us sitting at a booth in an empty Applebee's.
Everybody eating triple dippers.
Eating mozzarella sticks into the microphone. and like three people show up. Like, are you guys listeners? No, it's just Dollaritas. At that point, we quit, right?
No, we'll try again in 5 years.
Yeah, we just didn't promote it well enough. More clips. Oh, cool. Has it been you four from the start? Not exactly. we've lost quite a few along the way.
Some ups and downs.
Sketch. I don't know, dude. What else do we have? Please, anybody? I'm going to have to pull story out of my ass, dude.
Pull the story.
We can come up with something.
No, I was telling Harley a funny story, though, because we were having coffee the other morning, and I had a little reminiscent back on my vacation to Mexico to as a graduation present, because for context, our cousin like won't skip like preseason football to go to Florida, like, or he won't skip like they won't skip practices on like a spring break or like any break to come hang out with family, like all expense, whatever it is. They won't skip meaningless times to come hang out and do on vacation. I think that's kind of crazy, because even in lacrosse, same way, Nate, like we would miss spring break. We'd go, no, we're going to go do something. I'm not coming to those practices. I remember when there was a friend of ours, we went on a trip to Mexico at the end for ours, but it wasn't even the same week as spring break. I was like, I don't care. I'm like, lacrosse is fun and I love it, but I'm not playing in college and I get to go to Mexico and like have a good time have a blast. And so we did it. But I was telling Harley about a certain story about it, which now that I'm starting to cook down this late, I'm realizing this might be a Patreon story. Now that I'm understanding the nature of the story.
Due to the statute of limitations.
Emphasis on statute. We're going to have to go to.
That was more than 7 years ago. You're fine. Or is that text?
Statute story.
Yeah, we'll have to.
We were the victims.
Let the record show we were the victims.
you can tell it.
No, it's not my story to tell. I'll tell you on the Patreon. It'll be a great one for Patreon. And you know what?
Nice. That's
a great
hook. Way to sell it.
That's a great hook to get us in. You're getting a shorter episode. Piss off. We've given you guys an hour and 15 for the last like six straight weeks plus 30 on Patreon. We're taking it easy with Matt gone this week. Jake, do you have anything else you want to tell the people on the Tuesday catch up?
Shout out Neenah, Wisconsin.
Nate, give me a random celebrity.
Michael Cera.
All right. Harley, give me a random activity.
Walking the dog.
Something social.
Let's see. Going to a brewery.
All right. Michael Cera, going to a brewery. Give it to us, Jake. Do you not think that's where this was headed?
These eyes. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never going to see another one like I had with you.
Ooh.
Imagine me drinking beer while doing that. That was Michael Cera.
Okay. Good.
Shout out.
That's not bad. You're good. Give me Jackie Chan.
Nope.
All right, it's fine. No impression. Whatever. I tried. All right, around the horn. I want final thoughts.
Give me Jackie people. Chan finding out his daughter is trans.
No. Nate, why don't you go find out first for final thoughts?
What's up, shitheads? This is Nate from Nathan Nation. And I just want to say, I ain't a chicken, bitch. If you know anybody who does a good Michael Cera impersonation, have them talk to Jake because he really fucking sucks.
Correct.
See you next Tuesday. Yeah, beautiful. Correct, brother.
Brother. Jake, why don't you, besides shout out Neenah, do you have anything else for the people?
Yeah, subscribe to the Patreon so you can go hear that sick story that Chum's gonna tell you. Nate is
fuck off, Nate. Jake.
What? I'm serious.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Nate. Sorry. Oh fuck. Nate is hiring interns, so go and DM Nate all your resumes and send him all the information you can about being an intern for him. He's looking to hire, so just DM him a bunch and just let him know that.
Yeah, like
include headshots and feet shots.
Obviously, as an intern. Sure, obviously. Harley, final thoughts.
We really broke new scientific ground here. Now that Matt wasn't here to fall asleep, we learned about the double cheeseburger experiment, where if Hayden and Matt observe the cheeseburger, they eat it. the other final thought is join the Tuesday catch up for our fourth year anniversary at the Neenah Applebee's. It's a well-known town in northeast central Wisconsin, and we're going to get down to Dollarita's.
The thought of us just shit can hammered, like, should we quit? Like, no, I think it was the posters. We didn't hang enough posters.
We got a canvas way earlier.
I think it's because we're expecting people from the UK to fly in. All right. My final thoughts. This is a top fiver. Not I'm just going to come out and say it. There it is.
Jesus Christ.
No, for real. Double cheeseburger experiment was very funny. This is Jake. You are the man. Otherwise, we would have died. If you think we died, we would have died because we needed your love. We needed your musk, your manliness on the podcast. We miss you very much. Come back. You should come back more. Come back. We'll write you some news jokes. We'll have you ready to go. Because wait, let me say this. We talked at the wedding and you said, "I'm back." And then we didn't hear from you for a long time.
Correct.
About 4 months to be precise. Actually, four months to the date.
They call me Jake the Flake. Shout out. That's what they call me.
Harley Flakerson, Jake the Flake. This is going well. Okay. All right. I like it. My final thought, subscribe to the Patreon. They've been getting an entire, basically, like I would say most of a podcast every single week, additional. And it's been chock full of some stuff that we can't really say on the regular episode. It's been fun. Or just rate us 5 stars, please. And we'll see you at Applebee's for Dollaritas and the 4-year anniversary of the Tuesday Ketchup. This has been the Tuesday Ketchup. We're all caught up. 1, 2, 3.